It's the sound of Texas 95.9 The Ranch.
The Amber Geiger Botham Jean trial has started in Dallas. It started yesterday morning. And you talk about if there was ever continuing coverage, it would be on our local news stations and really kind of around the world. A lot of eyeballs on this particular case.
Absolutely.
If you're not familiar with the case or you just need a refresher, this is Amber Geiger, former Dallas police officer, accused of fatally shooting 26-year-old Botham Jean in his Southside apartment last year. She claims she thought she had entered her own apartment and that Botham Jean was, in fact, an intruder. And so this was a self-defense maneuver more than anything. Turns out that she, in fact, had entered his apartment. And now they're all trying to decide, you know, what exactly this is.
Right.
As the trial got underway, the judge in this trial, her name is Judge Tammy Kemp, she was already not having any of it because the district attorneys began with a string of motions about what kind of evidence would be allowed, would not be allowed. Are we going to be able to talk about this? Should we talk about this? So they were just trying to rattle through all of that before they could even get into the trial. And then the defense, Amber Geiger's team, hit the judge with, oh, and by the way, the district attorney over there gave an interview last night to one of our local TV stations and broke the gag order. She blew up.
She completely dismissed
the court, said, everybody out. I got to go watch this interview now. The gag order has been... District attorney...
should know better.
Elected official should know better. Anyway, so she dismissed the courtroom, went to every single juror, and had them swear under oath they did not see this interview. And they all agreed, no, we had not. So they did not declare a mistrial. They moved on. So Judge Tammy Kemp had already had her fill of this thing, and we're probably not even 2 hours into it. Don't forget, because this trial has so much attention paid to it.
Every reporter is there.
You know, and it is a public courtroom, and she even made the statement, like, this is a public courtroom. Let the people in. Let them see what's going on. This is the people's court.
Right.
You know, but here's how this is going to go down. We are not going to be distracted. We are not, I mean, turn your phones off. Turn your laptops off. We're going to be focused here. We have to be, you know, for Mrs. Geiger and for Botham Jean's family.
We have to
do our thing here, you know. And so as they're getting into it, and I guess it's the defense beginning to make some kind of opening statement, we get this.
The text messages also indicate that the defendant was texting that partner while she was on the phone with 911.
Okay, hold a second. Wait a minute, hold on. Why do you have a laptop in here?
I'm so sorry, I'm
investigating. No, I ask you, why do you have a laptop in here? Are you an attorney?
No, ma'am.
Please give that laptop to the bailiff, and you put it wherever you wish to put it. I ask, I don't know how plain I can make it. And why are the...
I don't know what's happening.
I know. Please bring it to me, sir. Just please bring it to me.
If I had a rubber hose, I would beat you.
Yeah, that's what I was waiting for the judge to say. That right there. I mean, listen, again, it has nothing to do with the trial. We're not making light of that. But can you imagine being in that courtroom and being the person
that is sitting
there, and not only are you not just sitting there, but you're an actual part of the defense district attorney's team, and the defense is sitting there going, yes, and we feel like the text messages should not be read at all because we feel like it's just private information.
Excuse me, turn the phone on.
You know, that person's just scrambling. I mean, they're just, they're, you know, my hands start sweating.
The deer in the headlights, you know, look is going
papers
on.
Papers are flying everywhere. Pens are going everywhere. And that judge is just like, pew, pew, laser eyeballs right at you.
I'm going to get you.
And yes, if I had a rubber hose, and you know, you just want to crawl inside of yourself. So far this morning.
As your phone is still going off.
Which, by the way, that's kind of the next point of this investigation. What song was that fired off her laptop?
We'll have to dive into that again.
Yeah, you know, that's fantastic. So, anyway, trial continues this morning. You can watch continuing coverage and check in on it. It's all day long. They've got reporters in the courtroom with live Twitter feeds, and, of course, NBC5, I think, is actually streaming it through their website.
Oh,
so you can sit there and watch it. So, We shall see. But, oh, God. I was like, oh, you idiot. You had one job, and that was to click the off button.